Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, as I shared a little bit earlier about the fact that the Lord woke me up this morning with a direction that He wanted me to go. And I don't know why that happens, but it happens every once in a while. And when it does, I just have to obey the Lord. You know, God knows all things that I don't. And so I want to obey Him. But I confess to you, whenever that happens, I stand here scared to death. But God knows. I was considering, you know, early this morning, a direction for this, that song that we just kind of closed with before we opened up this part of the service was just kind of running through my mind. And it just kind of reminded me of the fact that there are just so many people who are bound up with chains in their lives. And the purpose of Jesus Christ coming was that He might break the chains so that we could be set free. And as the Word of God says in the Gospel of John, He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And He's not talking about those who are in physical prisons, although obviously they are considered. But He is talking about those who are wrapped up in the spiritual chains of life. And there's all kinds of chains that we can get ourselves caught up in. One of the things that, for example, in my personal life that I was caught up in for so many years was the fact that I had a past. And I was enslaved to that past. There were many things that I did in my young life that I was not proud of. And in fact, I felt at that time that because of those things in my past, I was simply not worthy of the love of God. I was not worth being able to come into the presence of God and to pray. To be able to come into the presence of God and be able to have my life changed totally and completely. There were a lot of things, you know, it wasn't just the alcoholism that had held me and kept me in grips, but there were so many other things. I shared in the early service this morning that I grew up in an area where if you were Italian, you were looked down on. You know, I was raised 10 miles over the hill from almost a completely Italian town called Bradford, Pennsylvania. Bradford is filled with Italians. Well, we made the break from Bradford and went to a little community called Rixford. And there was an awful lot of prejudice in that little community of Rixford against Italians. And when your name is Sirigliano, you can't run away from what your connection is. You know, you've got, you know, Andrew Troyer over here. Well, you know, there's all kinds of Troyers. Many people connected with the Amish and then with the Mennonites and that kind of thing. You know, it isn't a negative looking down. But when you were raised in a town that hated Italians and your name was such that people would, you know, if there was ever anything that happened, you know, it had to be the Italians. You know, there was an awful lot of that kind of thing because people are just prejudiced in those ways. And whether you were guilty or whether you were innocent, you were looked down on. And I'll be honest with you, in the early days of my Christian experience, I was bound because of that. And I never really began to grow in my faith in Jesus Christ until I was able to settle the issues. And the main issue was this: for God so loved Lynn Sirigliano that he gave his only begotten son. That if Len would just believe in him, he would have eternal life. You know, I don't know in your life what kind of chains might hold you. Perhaps it's prejudice. Perhaps it's immorality. Perhaps it's some other type of a thing that makes you feel as though you're not worth what God expended for you. But God expended for you the very blood of His Son. For God so loved. And that's an important thing for us to remember. It was God reaching down to us through the person of Jesus Christ. It wasn't us reaching up to God. It was God reaching down. For God so loved the world. And you can take and insert your name there. For God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son, that you might have eternal life. And that deems you worthy of the grace of God, because He declares you are worthy, not because you do, but because He does. Jesus Christ came in order that He might die for the sins of the whole world, for anyone who would be willing to come to Him, for anyone who would be willing to let God Himself penetrate their lives and bring about change by breaking the chains that bind them. What is it in your life that you struggle with forgiving yourself on? What is it in your life that you look at and you say, man, that was such a horrible thing that I did, that God surely doesn't want anything to do with me? Well, I want to tell you, whatever that thing is that you look at, whatever comes to your mind, that's a chain that holds on to you. And it needs to be broken so that you can be free. And I can't put a label on your chain. I can put labels on mine, but I can't put labels on yours. The verse of John chapter 3, verse 16, talks about, first of all, that it's God who responds to us. For God so loved the world. You know, before the world was ever put together, God envisioned a hill called Calvary on which He would have to die. He knew that was coming. Before the world was ever formed as we know it at all, God died on that cross. Because you see, Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. God, in the person of Jesus Christ, literally reached down to say, I want to take your place in death. I don't want you to be separated from me. I want you to be free and to have eternal life. And so, God so loved the world. That's any one of us, and any of our family, and any of our friends. God so loves each one of us that Jesus Christ died that we might find life. That just blows my mind. I'll be honest with you. Because I know what I was. I know the thoughts that plagued me. I know the actions that I performed and how they were destructive. And yet God says, Len, I don't care about your past. I care about your future. Don't let the chains of your past keep you from the joy and excitement of a future in heaven. I was telling the group early this morning that I have a basset hound. Her name is Lucy. Lucy just loves me. I don't understand it. I think it's because I feed her. But Lucy's just kind of one of those dogs, you know. And Lucy has the tendency to make my recliner her resting place. And so most of the time I sit on the floor in front of the recliner. And there's just something not right about that. But I'll sit down on the floor in front of the recliner and I'm watching a game, you know, or something like that. And Lucy's on the recliner and she'll just take and she'll plop her head right there, right on my shoulder. And she just kind of looks over at me. And every once in a while with that tongue that's about that long, she'll just kind of up the side of my face. And I really don't like dogs licking my face. It's kind of different with Lucy. You know, but she'll just, and then she lets out that sound and lays her head back down on my shoulder, and her eyes roll over, and she looks at me, you know. And, you know, Lucy's just an incredible dog. And I look at that, and I think, you know, in reality, that's the kind of a relationship I should have with Jesus. I really should. I should be like Lucy and look to him with loving kindness and look to him with gratitude, knowing that he is the one who provides everything that I need to be able to have life. And not life that just gets me through, but life that is abundant. Life that is exciting, because that's what God wants for me. And that's what he wants for you. And he doesn't want me to be tied up. You know, there are all kinds of chains that can bind people. And Jesus Christ wants to set us free from all of those chains because he loves us so much. There are chains of addictions that, you know, we just struggle with and we can't overcome. And yet Jesus Christ says, hey, I will break that chain for you. If you'll give it over to me, I'll set you free. There are chains of relationships. Some of them perhaps in the past that we just kind of hang on to and we hold on to and we kind of nurture those things and we know that it's not right, but they have just such a control over us. And God wants to break those so that we can be free in him. There are chains of sins and sinful habits and behaviors that, you know, we just simply cannot break. And we retreat to those things when life gets a little bit difficult. And Jesus Christ is saying, hey, I want to break that and set you free totally and completely so that the chains are gone and you can be free in me and be able to accomplish what I want you to be able to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you that Jesus Christ has a plan for each one of us. He has a purpose for each one of us. And he wants to use us in the building of his kingdom. And he wants us to be free to serve him with love and to be able to just kind of bask in his grace like Lucy on a shoulder. He just wants us to be so committed to him that we lovingly do his bidding. You know, we sometimes look at our past and we say, yeah, but what I've done is so horrible. God doesn't want me. And you know what the Word of God tells us? God's saying, look, I want your past gone so much that I'm going to give you a brand new name. I'm going to identify with you in such a way that I'm going to give you a name that no one else has. The Word of God tells us that when we get to glory, God is going to give us a white stone, a symbol of purity and solidarity. You know, stones are kind of hard. And white is kind of pure. And God's going to take that white stone and He's going to write a name. And He's going to hand it to you. And He wants an identity with you that is different from everyone else and everything else, because He wants intimacy with you. And He's going to have that name so that only He and you know what it is. Stop and think about that. All of the people through all of history who have trusted God, who have walked in faith and obedience, when they enter into heaven, God gives them each a stone. He says, this is how much I care for you. I want to identify with you like I'm not going to identify with anyone else. I'll be honest with you. With a name like Sirigliano and the history and the past of that name, I want that new one. I want that new one. I want to have a name that doesn't bring shame when people remember it, or bring anger when people remember it. I want to have an identity with God. No offense, but I want to have an identity with God that's different than yours. And God wants that too. Because He has plans for us. He has plans to make our lives a blessing. But if we are going to remain bound up tight in the chains that keep us from God, or the chains that keep us from being what God wants us to be, if we're going to fall for the chains of Satan and his willingness to tie us up and bind us up, folks, we're never going to be what God wants us to be. And so it's time. It's time. It's time for us to come into His presence and say, Jesus, I'm so sick of the shackles. I'm so sick of the things that hold me back. I want You to break them. I want You to set me free so that I can gloriously be what You want me to be. What chains hold you? What are the things that keep you from being what God wants you to be? God wants you to give it over. He wants you to hand Him the trash of your life. And He wants to cleanse you. He wants to change you. He wants to free you. He wants you to be a brother or a sister to Him. He wants you to be a joint heir, that all that He has, He wants to share. He wants you to be so pure that the things of this world are going to be let go of, and the things of God's family are going to be the things that hold you. That God Himself will not only take up residency in your life, but He'll be president. He'll be Lord. And you'll be free. For He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So what holds you? What is it that you wrestle with and you struggle with that's holding you back from being what God wills for you? Well, I'll tell you, the issue's not with Him. For He so loved you that He sent Jesus to die so you could live. He so loves you that He reaches down. It's not your reaching up. It's His reaching down to care for you, to give you hope, to give you joy, to give you peace. What holds you? Today would be the perfect moment to give it over and to find life. With some people, it's sin that holds them. With other people, it's attitudes. With other people, you know, it can be all kinds of things that hold us captive. Let them go. And let God have full control of your life. I'm going to ask the team to come back up, and we're going to redo that song that we did just a few moments ago. And I'm not going to ask you to stand, all right? But if you're here today and you'd have to say, you know what? I know Jesus isn't my Savior, and the chains of sin are holding me tight. I need to be set free, and so I need to have Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm going to ask you to step out of where you're at and come up here and be seated in one of these pews on this side. All right? On this side. On my right, your left. I want you to be seated in one of these pews. If you're here today and you'd have to say, well, you know, I am a believer, but you know, my spiritual life is really stunted because there's something I'm holding on to. And there's something that has a hold of me that I'm just enslaved by that. And today I want to be free from that. I'm going to ask you to come up on this side. I'm not going to ask people to bow their heads or close their eyes. All right? It's going to have to be a genuine commitment that says, I'm not ashamed to stand up for Jesus Christ. He wasn't ashamed to die for you on the cross. He didn't ask everybody. Now, while we're going through this, I want you guys to bow your heads and close your eyes. He didn't say that. He just died. Perhaps today's the day that you must die for Him to live through you, for Him to give you new life and new opportunity. So we're going to do that song again. And if God is speaking to you, we're going to invite you to come during that song. Again, if you would like to have Jesus as your Savior, over on this side. If there's something you need to be set free from, over on this side. All right? So